Right, so that's Bob Atkinson, Reel 3, and you're on this patrol, Bob, aren't you?
Yes. With the bug on the top of it. With the water of this pond. I was on the open flank with the band. I was on the left-hand side of the patrol. The officer was in the middle. And there was a corporal, I think, or a lance corporal at the other end. Right up the bleak to the hill, and this tank, we got near it. I patted the corner of it, gone through the corn, I got into a communication trench. And just glanced along it, and I could see cigarettes.
So this was night time, Bob?
Oh, it was night. Night, so tucked along the line. We got a couple of cops going, showed him where the communication trench was. And he looked, spotted the soldiers, he said, yes, it's not renewed. That was all I wanted to know, and then he said, yes. Did we get the artillery in? That was all I wanted to know.
Was that when it's been used? That was word of mouth?
Well, been used. No, just a
whispered it's been used, yes.
Whispered, pointed. So, we had the withdrawal. Then we got the information we wanted. We couldn't have got at them because we didn't know what was behind them with this trench coming in. We'd have gone that way, could have been fired at some of the other. Captain of the cops said quietly to me, you stay with me and we'll cover the patrol back. So I had to stop back with the cop, and he told the corporal how long, pointed to his watch. So many seconds. I don't know, it seemed a long while anyway. Before he said, got me on shoulder and pointed back.
But did you have to set your Bren gun up then, or
oh,
did
yes,
you?
Yes, and it's on my knee, just in the kneeling position. The Bren was always ready, everything ready.
So that few seconds seemed like a few minutes?
Yeah, it seemed a few minutes to me, perhaps half a minute. It seemed a long time. We were, the cock and myself were on our own, and they got back, and then they had to stop them until we got to one. We got back to them, and then we all moved.
Yep.
It was practically 300 yards away. But I mean, you couldn't walk, but they would have made too much noise. You just walking.
Did anything happen to the tank?
Next day, well, right away, when we got back, they gave it some stick with shells. Got five into one.
When you say they did, what, the your battalion?
Artillery.
Yeah.
That was what they wanted to know for.
Because you mentioned Hill 112, and we know now through history that there were a lot of battles going on around Hill 112, and a lot of tank battles and a lot of infantry as well. And you must be, it seems, if you've just done a patrol there to hill side of Hill 112, your positions must be very close to Hill 112.
Yeah. You're somewhere around that region.
And is it still sort of static in, you know, that you're not really moving really very, very far?
We were relieving all the troops at the time. We weren't in the attack ourselves. And we did go in, if I remember rightly, we were a reserve battalion.
You're still part of 71 Brigade at this stage?
Yes, 71. I'm not sure if it was just after that. We got moved into 158. They took three slanks out of 71, put it in 158, and they took down with it with the Oxenbucks and put it into 160.
And are you part of a division?
Division. But that was the first time I knew that with the Welsh. When they altered us.
Yeah.
Because as far as I knew, right at the start, we said I was an independent brigade, although we were part of the Welsh division when we were in England.
The Welsh, which division is that?
The 53rd.
Okay.
But so we weren't told when we first went to across, our corps were told us we were as an independent, we were used as an independent brigade. We don't know what division they're going to put us in now. Yes, it was, and come across. We only send one brigade for them. That would be on account to chicken, I don't know.
So what happens next then, Bob, in this? You've just done this patrol, and in general terms, what sort of goes on, happens next?
Come back at dinner, the Captain Cock went to HQ and put the artillery in and give it some stick.
Yeah.
Because we were getting fired on through the day for the movement, and they couldn't weigh up where they were getting the word from.
But are you beginning to move on a bit as a battalion?
Yes, we're moving. We'd be on 112, but three, 4 days.
Yeah.
Then we moved again. And all went through our own 5th battalion.
You went through them?
They were on the side of the road, I met a lad they'd done me training with. Freddy Blaze. Boys come out at trenches we were passing. And they said, "How are you doing, Aki?" I looked. And he would say, "What are you doing here, Blaze?" He said, "I'm keeping my head down."
but they were with a different division?
They were with the Staffordshire Division, I think. Staffordshire. 59.
Yeah.
I was trying to think it number 59.
Yeah.
I think it was.
And they'd landed earlier, I think, hadn't they?
No, about the same time as us.
About the same time.
About the same time. But they landed as a division.
Right.
They'd been in action before us. I think it was a bit before them. But the I said, how are you doing? He said, "We've done nothing." He said, "We got a belty." He said, "We hope you'll do better."
Yeah. Because up until now, you've not had a... you've had action. There's been action there. But you've not described any battles as such, have you?
No.
That you've been involved in?
No.
But are you... Is there something... now that's I don't know where you are in time. You're probably around July time, would you say?
Definitely the July.
Yeah.
I think it was July when we did the 158 brigade.
So
they weren't suited. Hadn't been moved.
Yeah.
Because our offices and they got they were used to ringing a certain man, artillery officer up. They knew him. They knew the brigade commander. They never see all of them. Understood one another. It came to, a big rift at the time. And they really got on all right, but took one.
Yeah. You're moving generally, sort of, if you're moving southwards, I suppose,
yeah,
at this stage.
Yeah, I think we took time then.
Yeah.
I think time was taken.
Okay. Then. Okay. And you're moving in Norman countryside, presumably?
Well, it was still the place where we were, and roundabout was coming more to the day. It was coming, it was coming more copses, woods, more copses and woods, that where they were moving towards the fillets way.
Okay. Yeah.
Up the Cairn, I think they were going towards fillets with more woods. And different country. Started to lose the cornfields. It was more mottled. You know, you get in the farming country and wooding country.
Yes, and you're moving forward. Is there fighting at all around here, around this stage?
Yes. Yes. I don't know whether it was, what river it was. Jordan, I think it was across. The bridge that went across the Jordan.
Yes, could be.
The division took it. I think it was the Jordan. We were supposed to leave somebody again. We couldn't find them. But they'd been knocked about that much. They weren't where they should have been. Germans had counterattacked. And I think that was the river Jordan. They got the bridge head across. Should have been. That could be the time we were talking to Blaise. Had the Blaise. But it was the Staffordshire, the Warwickshire. With the Midlands Battalion. That we're supposed to leave. Again, we went and took over of them.
Round about what date,
July.
End of July?
July, yes. Yes, we've gone from early into July, I think. It's coming up August, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's towards the end of July, I think.
Yeah. Now,
yes, definitely. They are going on towards the layers then.
Yeah, so the Germans now are, the Carn area has opened up a bit.
Yes.
And the Germans are being pushed, really, are they? Down towards south.
Yes.
You mentioned Falaise.
Yes, Falaise. But the counterattack in all the central divisions to try and get through to some over the sea in the central division to reinforce the ones. And through counter, I think that's where this Warwickshire, the Staffordshire Regiment, but that division, I think, the 59th. What not about.
Were you attacked by this at all at that stage?
No, we delayed the regiment. One of the regiments, I should say, not the regiment. Our division relieved their division. Did that way. And it was just after that they broke the Staffordshire up. 59.
But you said you're heading down towards Falais Way. Yeah, Falais.
That was what they crossed that river for.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it was the Jordan, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Is there any village fighting going on down that way?
Yes, just after we've gone over the river, so we got to word that the division was going in, and each battalion was taking different villages.
Yeah.
They were going in individually. The Welsh were taking one village, and we were going to take Boyle Alley Boot, Boyle Alley Butt.
Right.
And that was August.
August.
And that was into August, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, now you've mentioned that Boyle Boo or Boys Alley Butt, we know that was August the 12th.
Yes, that's what makes me say it was August.
Yeah. Yeah, and you say that the other battalions in your regiment division were attacking other villages.
Yeah.
Can you remember any of the other villages at that stage?
Oh, the French names.
Yeah, French names.
I couldn't just tell you what it was.
Yeah.
But we had to go in without them taking their place. We had to go in and take ours, but we were originally supposed to wait till they'd taken it. and going to say to the board that
Well, tell us what happened as far as you can remember in this attack on board Halibut or Bois Albu.
We got word that we had to meet some police ducks. We did a bit of practice in getting on and getting off them, and there were 6 of us. They took some, but we were supposed to go in on the town after the well friends were once there, and they took the Royal Welsh Guards and we won with them.
Yeah.
They'd taken their place, and it didn't materialise, but they couldn't get there. And we got word that we would have to go in without them taking theirs. So we moved forward and got up on our farm up line, expecting the scouts who were supposed to get on anyway. When they come, it was a time that we had been told to go in, so we never went in on that. We went in just a normal infantry regiment.
What sort of ground were you going over, Paul?
We went down the field. It was scoring. Further north, yeah, we were scoring. Going along this field and copsed it again. Edgerow. The end, and we got so far and we opened up. Mind you, when we were, while they told us we had to go into it, mortaring. They knew that we were there for mortaring. We got word to go in. Here you were. And we stacked all of this. Down. Beaten and beat. Mines. So all vehicles stopped and had to go in just as infantry. Went in and we were bobbing out, taking houses. And after a bit, some tanks showed up. But they weren't ours. They were Panthers.
Your A company, this day, don't you?
Yes, I think it was AMB or AMC were two behind us. We went in two companies forward, two behind.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the our Fiat was on the carrier, and the carrier couldn't get to us. The anti-tank guns couldn't get to us.
Where are you now? Still in these fields?
No, gone into the village.
Okay.
Gone into the village.
Yeah.
The tanks did bees at this Edgerow, and before they got, while they got the tanks, one of them, we got the tanks knocked off, and that stopped them.
Mm.
So they did build it in Edgerow on the fire the 6-pounder.
What is Beezer?
Beezer, the single.
Okay.
It's a Beezer that's the brown, they were on the Sherman's and Churchill's, or Beezer, that's a bit of a way, it's a busy produced anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're in this village and you've got tank support in the village?
No tank support.
Oh, when you
they had tank support.
They had tank support.
They had tank support. That was, I know that was 12th of August.
Mm, mm,
mm. That was the house shooting there. But we were at the house.
Yes. Yes. So what about fighting in the village?
Yes. Plenty of fighting in the village. And we took our 8th platoon, I think it was. They took the crossroad and the tank come and knock hell out of them.
Mm.
With 16 casualties, me, killed. Mm. With 30 odd casualties, I would say.
Mm. Mm.
But there were 16 killed on the day, and both of them would be A company and this other company.
Mm. But what about you personally going through that village? Can you remember exactly what you were doing?
I was bobbing in and out of these houses, seeing that they were clear, with the brain gun, And there was cider bottles with shrapnel all over them. You were stepping into the cellar to the city where it was clear, and you got a shoe full of cider.
not a mouthful of cider.
But we did all got all of them.
What about you? Did you have any personal contacts during that with German soldiers?
I don't. Just answered the fire.
Yeah.
There when I was in when the fire, you just fired back through the window.
Can you recall being fired at during that stage?
Oh yes, yeah. It threw down the ridge wall, down whatever wall it was, bounce up road. You saw where it was coming from, you fired back, but if you didn't, you bobbed inside out behind the wall.
And how long did this attack on the village take?
Well, I'd say, because after we settled, they counterattacked, you see. I think perhaps an hour to take, but it seemed a hell of a time. An hour to take, and then they counterattacked him.
What did they counterattack with?
They counterattacked with these tanks. We saw the tanks before, but they were pulling back away from our. The tanks that they could see in the Panthers, I think they were. And they were pulling across the road. I think it's a main road, there's a big building. Village hall or something. They were crossing the road at the bottom. We were coming to it. Somebody fired at them. The one of the Germans popping his head out at the top. They'd come down and they got one back. They put down a platoon that fired at him. Had more sense.
You mean they fired at
somebody, fired at him.
The turret spun round.
No, when the turret came, they went on. They went as fast as they were. Somebody fired, and I don't know where it was from, what company who fired, but they swung the gun round at the window, 75mm round, and fired a 2 or 3 shells back for the matter of a few rounds. I know it wasn't me.
Yeah.
I know it wasn't me because I put my head out to find out what was who fired. And I saw this turret lid going down. Gun coming out, they bobbed my head back.
But the counter attack that the Germans put in with the tanks, that was repelled.
Yes. Yeah.
So
C company, I think it was, and the other company. They went more towards them, and our eight put them, that was next week.
Yeah.
That was next link to the front.
Yeah.
Next link to the other company with 8 platoon. And they got knocked about with 8 platoon with these tanks. But the repeat was used for, I don't know, just which platoon it was. Which company.
Did any of the tanks get knocked out,
They got 8. They knocked them out. But as soon as the turret fired, we take one. No, the first one stopped short, and the next one hit one of them, but didn't stop it. What a glance it blew on, they went. Moved away.
So the village was taken?
Yes.
In the course of the same day?
Yes. Yes, there's support come later, and I think they were just a sniper or two, knocking about anti-tank gun up on the sniper there. Well, not saying not sniper, they were not there. That's where he was.
Yeah.
About.
Yeah.
the village had been took then.
So what's what happened next then, Bob?
Well, we stayed in Boys Alley book for a few days, about two. Somebody brought us a jelly sandwich inside of it.
Oh, that sounds all right.
It was real hot. Really hot. So I was for two and handed it round. So we did a little sample there, cider.
So you're drinking the cider in the sunshine. You could have been in the south of France, really, couldn't you?
I wish you were.
But there were still the signs of the battle all around you, I suppose.
Yes. Yes. We stopped there a couple of days, as I say, and we moved on maybe to the card. And a bit of a hold up there.
A hold up in terms of what, Bob?
A bit of a hold up in traffic.
Yeah.
Some we had the big bus. Yeah. Got some billet. And then the day or so after we moved on to Laurent Le Bay.
Yeah. Now, yes, well, that name you mentioned, you were in Boisbourg on August 12th.
Yeah.
And you were in Laurent Le Bay, I think, about something like 15th, 16th, wasn't it?
Well, 2 or 3 days after.
Yeah. 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 What do you remember about Laurent Le Bay, though?
Well, it's a long, winding village. It's straight, like a straight road. And got very nice there. But it took, we moved on to Miette. Now, that was a rough spot.
How far was Miette from Laurent Le Bay?
No, it wasn't up there. Half a mile, maybe. Maybe a little bit further.
And is it a small place, Miette?
It's like a crossroad in a town, I need to. Walled.
Like a hamlet place, that sort of size?
Yeah, it's just not really up there. No, there's a wall all around, and we took that. And
but there must, you say you took it, but there must have been some, you said, now that was a place.
Yes, heavy fighting. Yes, there was some 88 mortars firing at us from our right hand side. And they were knocking hell out of us. And we, as D company, not one of the other companies that was forward with us, plus the CEO, the company commander, was asked, and we put under the command of Major Griffin.
But can you remember what you were doing specifically then around that Miette place?
Yeah. I made, when we got into the, like a farmyard, the walls were knocked down, and you're going to put over the top of the wall and keeping the head down, waiting for them coming, expecting them to answer them. We were supposed to be relieved a certain time, and then it got put back, and it was put back, and we finally got relieved. We didn't get relieved to come until coming around on our right flank and shifted the 88s. None of the supports got through to us. We were interesting when we left on our own. There was no anti-tank room, there was no mortars, there was no nothing, only firing from behind us. They'd be firing from the Laurent Le Bay, I think, to give us any support at all, but with no immediate anti-tank room or anything. And they'd go all this place. And there was early hours of the morning, I think it was the HMI, going our right flank and went round in front of us. And we were pulled back then, the Vickers firing over our head, giving us cover fire to get back. And we spent the next night in Laurent Le Bay again.
Did you see any, or can you recall seeing any Canadians around there?
No, never saw any Canadians. I never saw a Canadian at all.
Okay. No, it's because I know that going back to Boisbeau, the Canadians were on your left.
Mm.
And I wonder whether the Canadians had followed down on your left-hand side at Mietz and Neuron-le-Bay.
No, I never saw them.
No.
No. We come back to Neuron-le-Bay and we just sleep in the bag.
Mm.
I think it was the next day there was some ammunition got blown up because the grenade went off. Would they were flying in it or something. Two or three killed.
You didn't actually see that, though,
Bob?
No,
I didn't see it.
But you just heard...
Heard the noise.
Yeah. And have you heard afterwards that some people got killed there, then?
Yes, yes.
Did you hear at the time that some people had been killed?
Casualties.
You did
hear? Heard it was casualties.
No.
They didn't tell you how many got killed there.
No.
And there's so many casualties.
But did they say that... because that was an explosion that was caused by themselves or something, wasn't it? You said
they didn't tell us that.
Right.
So I thought it was the shell had hit some ammunition.
Yeah.
That's what I personally thought.
Yeah. But was that?
At the time.
Yeah. I mean, was that particular?